Despite sustained pressure, beleaguered Deputy Prime Minister Jerzy Czunek appears set to remain in the Czech government. Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek had said an investigation into alleged bribe-taking made Mr. Čunek's position untenable, while Environment Minister Martin Bursík made a direct call for the Deputy Prime Minister to resign. But after a meeting with both men, Jerzy Čunek's position in government looks secure, for now at least. This report by Ian Willoughby.
Jiří Čunek v této chvíli považuje svůj odchod z vlády jako přiznání viny a v žádném případě to neudělá a já ho k tomu nebudu nutit.
According to Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, Jiří Čunek believes leaving the government would be an admission of guilt. Under no circumstances will he quit and I won't force him, Mr. Topolánek said at a news conference on Wednesday. He also said he had come over to Mr. Čunek's side partly due to what he described as media hounding. This statement represented quite a U-turn. Earlier in the week, the Prime Minister had told a newspaper that the Christian Democrats' leader's presence in cabinet was harming the whole government, and he said the situation was untenable. Police are investigating whether Mr. Čunek took bribes while he was mayor of the Moravian town of Vsetín. Mr. Topolánek's tough stance changed after a hush-hush late-night meeting on Tuesday between the Civic Democrats' boss, Mr. Čunek, and the head of the other party in the coalition, the Greens' Martin Bursík. The latter has been taking a hard line, directly calling on the Deputy Prime Minister to go.
Pan Čunek vnímá to setrvání ve vládě jako otázku viny a neviny. Pan premiér se k tomuhle vnímání přiklonil také.
Mr. Čunek regards remaining in government as a question of guilt or innocence, said the Greens leader. The Prime Minister inclines to this view, and we have no choice but to accept it, for now, said Mr. Bursík. However, other senior members of the Green Party say they're unwilling to accept Jiří Čunek's continued presence in cabinet. They could yet force further debate on the issue. In the meantime, Mr. Čunek continues to grin to the cameras and assert that bribe-taking allegations against him are untrue.
Já jsem nic takového neudělal. Všichni věříme, že ten případ brzy skončí a víc jsme se o těchto věcech nebavili.
I did nothing of the sort, and we're all sure this case will come to a close soon, Jiří Čunek told reporters. This is a matter for the criminal justice system, not politics. There is no reason to keep talking about it in circles, he said. So Mr. Čunek lives to fight another day. However, it was reported this week that police have widened their investigation to take in all major decisions made at Vsetín Town Hall when he was in charge. On top of that, he also appears to have lost some support within his own Christian Democrats. Jiří Čunek isn't out of the fire yet.